Was it called Coney Island then from the beginning?
Yes, and in order to get a copyright on it, they were also calling it Coney Island Hot Wieners. But in order to get the copyright, you had to misspell the word wieners. Instead of W-I-E, as it should have been, they were spelling it W-E-I. So Vienna was not very happy, I guess.
I'm sure. When they saw this concept, it was more than just a hot dog and a bun then, wasn't it? Was the chili and all added at that point?
No, the chili came later.
So at first they were just basically selling hot dogs?
Selling hot dogs. The Coneys came into the picture much later. When I say Coney, I mean with chili.
Because they were called Coney Islanders.
Not Coney Islanders, Coney Island. Coney Islander came much later. We tried to copyright the word Coney Island, and it was very difficult. There was a company that was selling ice cream and Coneys. It had something to do with Coney Isle or Coney Ice Land or something. It was too close. They wouldn't give us permission to copyright it. At some point, we were able to take the word Coney Islander. I think we had to pay these other people something. They said, okay, go ahead, as long as it didn't bother us. We were able to get a copyright on Coney Islander, but we always kept the word Coney Island for the downtown store, Coney Island Hot Wieners, misspelled.
The whole idea of a hot dog and a bun, didn't that start way back? Was it the World's Fair or something that
yes,
comes to mind?
Yes, that was about 1890s. It's not a new idea at all.
No.
In fact, it was a very good idea.
Right.
Here again, you had something that you could hold in your hands. You didn't have to sit down. You didn't have to have any utensils. You were able to just take the sandwich and walk. This was a great opportunity. I think it was the Chicago World's Fair, I believe. I think that's where it started.
And did it have any relation to Coney Island in New York?
That's where they saw the original concept.
They saw it put into production in McKeesport, Pennsylvania. That's where they saw
that's
it, actually.
Correct. That's correct.
But the idea goes back to Coney Island in New
that's
York.
Right. That's right. The idea was not original.
But then where did the idea of the chili enter the picture?
The recipe and everything else started, as I understand it, in Texas. Because people apparently were very hot about good chili. And he came up with a nice recipe, which he later changed slightly here and there. By the time that I had knowledge of the recipe, it was pretty well set. The only thing is, once I decided to change it slightly, which is a big mistake on my part, because the people were used to less salt than what they were used to in the old days. In the old days, he could eat a lot of salt, and apparently it didn't bother him. Anyway, I changed to less salt. And one day I decided, let's go ahead and I'll try the original recipe with the full amount of salt. At that point, I never heard such hollering from my customers. Fortunately, my customers are such that they'll holler. They won't say, something's changed, I'm not coming back. They don't do that. They hollered, is this going to change? I said, yeah, absolutely, it's going to change.
Why did you feel the need to add more salt?
To get back to the original. The problem was that people were used to salt in the old days, and they required it. Also, when it came to keeping chili, let's say, a day or two or something, that was a great preservative. There's nothing like salt. But today's tastes require less salt.
Mm-hmm.